It is your Pinky post-match show after Liverpool 2, Southampton 1 in the League Cup third round at Anfield. I've got Kev Riley to my right, Andy Bell and Pete Bolster in front of me here after what I would describe as one of the madder games of football Liverpool have managed to produce at Anfield in recent times, Kev, but really mad for all the wrong reasons rather than mad for the right reasons we've been used to in recent times.
Yeah, I'd like to see a graph of madness. Just the axis going like
just
that.
Got, like, escalated madder and madder
it
constantly.
It got more and more mental, and the crescendo felt like Kerkez is fucking rocketing to the ground. It's like, what are you doing? Somebody just got rocketed in the head with a ball. It was absolutely mental, especially after a first half that was fairly uneventful up until their chance as well. It was a really, really a rough game, but one that you would expect from an 11 that haven't played together before. Fair enough. I thought that Southampton were pretty on it with their press as well. They were a lot better than I expected for a side who have only won two League Cup games and one league game, and then they've not won the last five league games. So I was expecting a much quicker start from us, which is maybe asking a bit too much of a side who haven't played together. But yeah, just fucking mental all round. I loved it. I thought it was great.
I guess we'll have to address the silliest moment of the lot of them, Andy Bell, at the top of the show, because I think it's what people are going to be talking about coming away from it. Hugo Ekitike, brilliant footballer, very silly man.
Yeah, it was very Darwin Nunez, apart from the fact that he actually scored, and he doesn't owe me an apology
for the
well. Record. Yeah, I mean, like, I love him so much. He's done so well since he comes in. He does well tonight. He holds the ball up. But, like, what a clown. Like, what an absolute clown.
As two men who quite appreciate silliness, I would say, on the whole, and brilliant footballers too, I'm sort of stunned by the whole moment.
But it's very rare that, like, in an emotional moment that I'm the voice of reason. I'm screaming at him, what are you doing? Do you think he just forgot?